Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Connie Koch, the Spiritual Director and Retreat Director, and the Promoter of Preaching of the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, It's Time to Clean My House.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Then he entered the temple and began to drive out those who were selling things there. And he said, It is written, My house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers. Every day he was teaching in the temple. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people kept looking for a way to kill him, but they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were spellbound by what they heard. Today in this gospel, we experience Jesus as an example of the true prophet. He speaks as a messenger of God, and indeed he is. He is God's own son. He is a counter witness to all that is against truth, love, and justice. In doing so, inevitably, he incurs the anger and hostility of those who have power. We, as church, in our communities and through individuals, are called upon to continue that mission of being counter-witnesses. It is not surprising that this will lead to both support and hostility. Our concern must be always to speak the truth in love. We trust that God will take care of the rest, because we do believe that truth, love, and justice will always prevail. Yet do we not hear ourselves whispering, I believe, Lord, help my unbelief. Upon entering the temple in protest, Jesus is not forbidding the mingling of business and religion, but rather the abuse of religion for financial profit. The religious leaders were more concerned about their financial interests than about the worship of God. So in purifying the temple, Jesus' mission was to place God as the center of importance. Business, financial dealings, and our policies and our politics are to be moderated by God's law of justice and compassion. The Gospels often reveal a stark contrast between the attitude of the chief priests, the scribes and leaders, who seem to focus on control, and that of the common folk. The contrast between the ideal and the reality caused Jesus to be angry. But Luke's account here shows him a bit more in control of his emotions, so that he speaks the truth without creating more pain and upset. By doing the right thing, he challenges others to think about what they are doing. The tensions we meet between ideals and experience requires personal honesty and discernment, keeping in mind always what God desires. Now, I'm beginning to think about the temple of my heart. What's going on in my house? Would Jesus feel welcomed here? How would I handle his challenges? Do I hold tightly to my opinions and beliefs? Am I quick to defend my behavior? Rather, am I able to enter into conversation with the one who knows my heart, my thoughts, even before I speak? Do I take the time to listen and to ponder God's word? Can I sweep and clean a space for change in this house of mine? Am I willing to dust off negative attitudes and biases? Do I desire to be cleansed of my sinfulness, allowing God to heal my hurts and mend my brokenness? Can I receive God's word as nourishment rather than criticism, and as such be strengthened by God's unconditional love? You know, this is all possible. Doing a little reflection and some needed house cleaning can make all the difference.